good Wednesday, everybody. We're Grant Forks Best Source, and it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we're going to be talking to realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson right after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, and we are back, and welcome to the studio, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. Ben, how are you, man?
Doing well on yourself?
Good, good. We were waiting for you out here in the mall, and you were walking down, and I could see you coming, but it didn't look like you. You looked like you got a different look going on or something, and I realized it was the glasses, I think. Maybe yep. I didn't see you with glasses on, so I wasn't even sure if that was you or not, but here you are.
Partly the glasses, partly the hair. You know, I was talking to my barber the other day when I was there, and she said, you know what, just let it go. Mm-hmm. You know, your hair is curly. You're going to start a fight with all the product and all the stuff all the time. Like, you're better just off. Just let it go and be natural. And I said, you know what, that sounds great.
You know, I keep threatening my other half that I'm going to do that because I used to have hair way down to here. But my hair is the complete opposite of yours. Mine is just straight Tom Petty, Edgar Winter looking ugly. But I keep, once I cut it, I started getting flat top heinies. And I've had those for 30 years, but I keep saying I might grow it out this winter. You can see I'm actually, for the first time in my life, going to attempt to grow a beard.
Yeah, I'm going to be I'm really on the same ugly. Train with you. I've been kind of prepping it for a year, getting a nice, like, undershaving, yeah. And then... Yeah, I mean, it's important. It takes a while.
Yeah, I'm on the better pushing 60, and I still can't grow a beard. But anyway, I think we should... Yeah. Or what did he say?
Big perm.
Big perm, yeah. You think we should talk about some realty stuff here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the interesting part about the fall market is that there's still a lot of opportunity out there for people mm-hmm. to buy, which is really interesting. You know, looking at the commercial market right now in our region, we on our MLS, we have 48 listings total.
Okay.
And those listings range from price anywhere from $10 million, which is listed here in Grand Forks.
Wow.
Down all the way to $29.9 million. For a lot out in Portland, North Dakota.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you look at our region, there are so many vast opportunities for people to get engaged with commercial real estate if they haven't thought about it. So many people focus on their homes, their primary area of real estate, and where they invest most of their money. You know, that's where they have their basically in their nest egg for moving on to other properties. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what there is great opportunity in is some of these properties that are listed here on the MLS. I mean, we have properties that are whole buildings for sale that are going for, you know, $89.9 million in Park River, for example.
Wow.
You know, to have an actual building. You know, so these are great opportunities for people to be able to expand. If you're renting right now mm-hmm. and maybe you don't want to rent anymore and you don't mind a commute to a smaller town close by, mm-hmm. that may be a good opportunity for you. And even the commercial market here in Grand Forks, there are some brand new shop condos that are going up on the north end of Grand Forks by Gateway, by the Ralph.
Okay. And what is a shop condo?
So a shop condo basically is a building that has a bunch of individual units that are partialed out. It's commercial real estate, so okay. you can't live there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's like a 2,000 square foot unit that has a bathroom, it's heated, it's insulated, it has a floor drain, maybe, sure. whatever okay. kind of options you want. Mm-hmm. And then you can park your RV, boat, have a man cave in there, mm-hmm. do things like that, yep. Or run a business out of it.
Sure, sure. Okay, I get you.
Yep.
Now, when you talk about, how about like multifamily listings? Are there a lot of those? I mean, duplexes, you know, triplexes, quadplexes, whatever you call them, apartment buildings.
Right now in our market, we have 12 listings available, which is pretty much the fewest listings I've seen in a long time since I've started real estate for sure. I remember when there used to be 20, 30, 40 listings on multifamily of different stuff being sold. Now there's only 12. Mm-hmm. And lots of them are actually outside of the city limits of Grand Forks. We have a few in Grand Forks that are really great. I have one listed at 614 9th Avenue South. in Grand Forks. And that one tends to be really popular because it's priced at $220. It's really competitive. There's some other ones in our area, but I think the one thing that people are looking at is that those are stable investments that you don't have to worry about making the payment on if you have renters. And if you have a good business model set up, you can make the payment on those buildings by having somebody else make the payment.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's got to be close to my first house when I lived in Grand Forks. When we first moved to town, we were on 629 9th Avenue South. And it was funny because it was such a great little neighborhood there.
Right.
They used to have Charlie's Bakery, you know, it was just down the alley from my house. But then all of our neighbors that have been there forever started, their kids started growing up and they started moving away. And we kind of did the same thing. But boy, that's a nice little part of town, too.
Yep. And there's investment opportunities in our market anywhere from $50,000 for a multifamily property out in Crookston to, you know, a $770,000 property out in Devil's Lake that's a multifamily. So there are so many different options that people can do if they're thinking about investing and they're thinking about moving forward with some type of investment that doesn't include their own home or doesn't include stocks or bonds or gold or Bitcoin or whatever else people are investing in. These small little commercial deals could actually end up being pretty good for people if they can make them a good investment.
Now, I know you handle the Grand Cities Mall here.
Yep.
I know you are who we went through to get our studio here. I know somebody right now that's looking for a commercial place to rent, needs a big overhead door, and basically heat in the bathroom. Anything like that around right now?
Absolutely. I actually have some things coming up. Stay tuned. I got a brand new office space that's actually going to be across the street that's going to be listed.
Okay.
So I'm getting all the marketing and drone and everything finalized with that. But that should have some buildable opportunity. The owner's really motivated to get that filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's some really exciting parts is that, you know, as a buyer, there's great opportunities, but also as a seller and as an owner of commercial real estate. You know, I don't only handle just spaces for sale. I also do spaces for lease.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to start your business in a place and then be able to grow, or if you're looking to have a place that's going to be affordable for you to be able to pay rent and earn an income for yourself,
mm-hmm.
I can help you find what's necessary to help you run your business. Right now, I'm working with some people from Texas who are bringing up their psychology clinic to Grand Forks, and we found a great deal for them where they're able to do a little bit of their own build out, you know, make the space what they want, mm-hmm. and the rent is super competitive and really good deal for them. And that's really what my goal is to get my clients the best deal when they're coming to me for lease options, because I want to make sure that their business is successful. And it's been really nice seeing everyone else in the mall here grow mm-hmm. and expand and seeing it get filled up. And that's one of the really rewarding things about my job.
Is there anything that you are just super stoked about right now? Super excited? Any certain piece of property?
Right now, the bar out in the bar and grill out in Warren. It's called it's called the Uptown Cafe out in Warren. It's an absolute beautiful building, beautiful restaurant. They just remodeled the complete, I think, north side of the building. All redone with banquet equipment. Yep, ready turnkey. They do have a liquor license, so you could technically turn the other side into a bar and make it more of like a restaurant during the day and a bar in the evening. And then, of course, on the other side, it has the classic cafe style seating with the low countertops and you know the red stools and everything. And their food is fantastic. Their prices are really reasonable. They're in a great location right there in the middle of Warren. And I don't know if anyone's looked right now, but the Warren real estate market's booming. I was just there showing houses yesterday, and there's like one or two home listings, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is it. There's really not a lot out there for what's for sale up in that area now. I think people are really realizing that, you know, there are so many opportunities in other places.
Yeah.
Because the same building here in Grand Forks would cost considerably more.
Sure.
I mean, it'd be an expensive investment to buy something like that here in Grand Forks.
And you know,
Warren, it's more attainable.
Yeah, and Warren is a nice little town.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's a short drive really to Grand Forks. It's a shorter drive to Thief River Falls. So
right,
you're right there in Marshall County, I believe it is Marshall County.
Yeah,
beautiful place. When you brought up the Warren, did you have anything to do with the St. Hilaire one too?
Yes, I did. Yep. So I actually was the transacting broker on the St. Hilaire bar, the Broadway station, and we closed that earlier this summer. And I think the new owners are really happy with it. They're moving forward with building the business and doing their own thing, but then also building off of what the previous owner did. And that's really similar to the sellers over at Uptown. They've started a great business. They have great people who come in every day. Really loyal customers. You know, they're facing the same challenges as other employers are, finding help. But what really is a great opportunity for people is that, you know, businesses aren't only a single sole proprietor venture. Sometimes they're a family affair. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you get more than one person in. Maybe they're not your family, but you just get more partners in to make the business work.
Sure.
That is worth considering when you can have your own financial freedom. You can own your own business. You can make your own hours for the most part and kind of run your own ship, which lots of people want to do. And for $350,000 versus, you know, buying a new house for $500,000 upgrading from there, that might be a better investment for you.
Well, I tell you what, we had Chance on the show last week from Broadway Station in St. Hilaire.
Yep.
Guy, he's a mover. I tell you what, he absolutely loves it, loves everything going on there. And they've got a big event coming up this weekend, too, on Sunday. It's a fundraiser. But, yeah, so there's all kinds of commercial and multifamily buildings that are available. You just got to find the right person to help you find them, right?
Right, yep. And part of it is marketing them right, getting the right price on them. And that's what I do to help sellers and people who are looking to lease out their space to other people. Is really getting a good comprehensive marketing idea, being creative. One of the biggest things that I always get for people leasing is, can they do a build out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there any room or negotiation for them to paint or do anything to the space? I mean, you guys kind of lucked out finding a space that worked perfect for what you needed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not everyone. It is difficult sometimes to find space that really fits people's needs.
Mm-hmm.
But most business owners, like the new owners of the St. Hilaire Bar,
mm-hmm.
are entrepreneurial that way, and they'll find a way to make it work.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just how it is.
Right, right.
But there is opportunities there for sellers to, or anyone who's trying to lease out their space to improve their property, and like paint, carpet, flooring, that all makes a big difference. You know, the appearance of the space, how it smells, how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all key factors for listing, of course. And I always recommend that people at least do something to improve their space.
Sure.
Don't just leave it raw if you don't have to.
And do it while it's still empty before you fill it up with all your stuff.
Right. I mean, gray paint, neutral floors
mm-hmm.
go a long way. Replace the old fluorescents with LEDs.
Yep.
I mean, those are some of the three basic things that an office owner or the building owner could do to improve their space that doesn't really cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's on top of course, keeping the HVAC and all the siding and windows and roofing all good, which is normal. But, you know, I always encourage owners to get those things fixed because lessees want those done. People
right.
who move into these buildings, they do usually want those things done.
Mm-hmm. Always fun talking to realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. I do want to say one thing, though. If you keep that hair growing, I do not want to see a man bun.
No, there'll be no man bun. It barely fits in a ponytail, okay. I think, right now. But no, I've got a schedule to get it chopped a little bit shorter, so it's getting a little long. But
all right. You're going to be back again on Friday, correct?
I'll be back, yeah,
all
like
right.
a bad penny.
Okay, there you go, like a bad penny. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Ben, how do they do that?
It's really easy. Just call or text at 701-318-2676 or go to my website, propertyandclient.com.
All right, and if you are looking at one of these buildings that Berkshire Ben was just talking about, and like he said, might need a little bit of work, get a hold of Executive Properties, because not only do they do residential work, but they do all types of commercial work too. Everything, kitchen, bathrooms, doors, siding, concrete, cabinets, trim and tile. I think you get the picture. You're going to buy one of these buildings or lease one of these buildings from Berkshire Ben Olson. Make sure you get a hold of Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Or go to their website, executiveproperties.org. Until Friday, when Berkshire Ben is back, there you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast.